Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Skoda. We may not be made here, but everything about a Skoda is made for Ireland. Visit skoda.ie.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and a very welcome to Liveline. Now, 51551 is our text number. Just remarking, this being, we're told, the hottest April day in well over 50 years. We should remark, because he was on the programme last week and we discovered in the course of the conversation that John Taylor, Mr. Ripple, based there in South Dublin, Talla Dundrum, has been in the same Mr. Whippy ice cream van for 50 years this weekend. Same man. Same van. And I asked earlier, did anyone have anything that has been running as well for so long? Already people, a Kenwood food mixture running today, as well as it ran when it started working 60 years ago, believe it or not. So if you have anything that's been running, given that we're talking about records and things like the Mr. Whippy van, same man, same van, it's a fantastic achievement, and congrats to John Taylor. Now, we finished yesterday's programme talking to Kathleen Noonan below in Limerick, and funnily enough, she was talking about Ballybunion, and I suspect today in Ballybunion it's absolutely glorious. That's where they have their mobile home. It's a specially adopted mobile home for their son Darren, who's in a wheelchair and needs an awful lot of assistance, and there are lots of challenges, as Kathleen says now, and they haven't been to Ballybunion in years because he needs a new wheelchair and he needs a hoist. Now, Maura Mahoney is in Ballybunion. Maura, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And is the weather as nice in Ballybunion as it is everywhere else, do you think, Maura? What's it like?
It's absolutely beautiful.
Wow. So the hottest April day, as I think Met Aaron are saying, in 70 years at this stage. No, that was the case in the UK. Oh, OK, Maura, you were listening to Kathleen yesterday. You're in Ballybunion. You know the mobile home site. You know the beaches that she's talking about that Darren hasn't seen in 8 years. Okay. Well, you have, now, I don't know whether this will work, but we'll find out. What have you got, Maura?
I've got a wheelchair with a battery.
Okay.
And you press something on the handle of the wheelchair and it will push it along, so she'd be able to get up and down the road to the beach. Okay. Because it's nearly impossible to park down there.
Is it okay? And why have you got an electric wheelchair?
I bought it years ago because I have a handicapped daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's not physically handicapped, but sometimes she was broken. She would fall a lot. She'd fall a lot, and often she was broken. So we'd need the wheelchair.
Of course,
but not full time all the time. She's more mentally handicapped.
Okay. Stay there, and it is an adult wheelchair, an adult electric or battery operated wheelchair. Okay, stay there, Maura, because Kathleen Noonan's back on the line. Kathleen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And Kathleen, first of all, I know you were on right at the end of the program yesterday, but have you heard anything from the HSC?
Yeah, I heard from Thelma in CRC today, and she said that she was in Dublin today and that she'd be back on Monday, and that the OT Linda would work on it on Monday, and that they'd, you know, try their best to get something rolling, you know.
Now, Maura says she has a battery-operated wheelchair in Ballybunion, but does that necessarily help you? I know it doesn't really, does it?
No, not really. You know, as I said, you know,
he's been fitted for a new wheel. Yes, of course.
He's been fitted for it. And it's not, Joe, that we're looking for mercies. It's just, you know, we need it, like, and that's it. And, you know.
Okay, and you also need a hoist in the you have a special mobile home with double doors and access.
Yeah, yeah.
But you need a hoist to get him in and out.
Of getting him in and out of the bed, you know, and we've spent 32 years not having a worry in the world, but then it's all come together, you know, when Darren broke his leg and when his bones are more brittle like that, you know, we're frightened that anything else will happen. And And as I said, he's such a charmer that, you know, they'd know him well in Ballybee.
Okay. And how long is it since he's been to see the beach in Ballybunion?
No, we go to Ballybunion every year, but we can't get down to the beach
because
we haven't.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Lavender gear. Okay, stay there for a sec, Kathleen. Because, okay. Is Darren in the same room as you or in another room?
Where no, he's in another room and okay. he's on...
Is he on the phone?
Yeah.
Darren?
Yeah.
Darren, good afternoon.
No.
Hi.
You there, Darren? Yeah. Okay.
Hi.
How are you, Darren? You well?
Hi, Joe.
Okay. What did you, Darren, when we rang earlier with this little bit of news, you weren't at home. What did you have to do this morning? I didn't know this from yesterday.
Joe, I'm up early every 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. Monday, Wednesday and Friday for dialysis.
Wow.
I'm on kidney dialysis because I started in 2014 and I'm in this week and I was in... Whenever I got it, I don't know.
Yeah. So you do also, of all the things your mother told us yesterday, you were probably at the... She said, I didn't get around. I didn't know that you were also on dialysis, which is a big challenge as well.
Yeah. And, huge challenge.
And Darren, what is it like in... you're looking for a new electric wheelchair. What is the current one? It's just got old and sagging, is it? Or what's the problem with it?
Yeah, well... I'm kind of slipping down the joke.
Yeah.
To explain that to you, and like I'm saying, I'm not very happy because I can't sit up straight.
Yeah. It's just wear and tear, and how long have you had?
You can't go out, Joe.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere.
And Darren, how long is it since you've had that particular wheelchair that you're trying to get replaced?
It was a couple of years anyway.
Yeah.
Five or six.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in terms of getting out of the house, can you get out of the house much at the moment? I know you have assistance.
No.
And you don't. Oh, God.
Only dialysis.
Is that the only time, the 3 times a week that you're brought or that you go for dialysis, is that the only time you get out of the house? You're able to get out of the house?
Yeah.
So that's why a new electric wheelchair is so important. Now,
yes.
The CRC who supply it through, and they say the CRC work closely with all families who require complex seating solutions, which is your... Unfortunately, we do not hold the budget. And we are subject to delays while we await sanction from the HSE to proceed.
Yeah.
So it's not that they're saying, listen, we don't have the wheelchair, we can't make the wheelchair. They're saying we don't have the money to get you the wheelchair, which will cost between 6,000 and 8,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Darren, did you hear your mother on yesterday?
She played it back for me last night.
Right, okay.
I could hear by the sound of her voice. She wasn't very happy with it.
Yeah.
And Joe, I can tell you this. Nor me, or my family, or my PA, or my brother, or anybody. No one's happy, Joe.
Yeah.
I repeat, no one's happy.
But you're going to, well, it's difficult for you, but you're, as you heard yesterday, when you listened back, your mother's a great campaigner.
I love her to bits.
Yeah.
I do.
And
I love my dad as well.
Of course. And they love you to bits, as we heard yesterday.
Yeah.
Would you like to get back to Ballybunion soon? It's a glorious day. You saw what it was like when you went for your dialysis this morning, and hopefully it'll stay like that for a while.
Well, yeah, I would, because we're hoping to get down there soon now and enjoy the weather while it lasts.
Yeah.
You know, because that's all I have. And in September coming, I don't know if Matt mentioned this to you, but we're hoping to get to Lourdes.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've been there 14 times in a row, and I love Lourdes.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of friends over there that I meet.
Yeah.
And Lourdes is just such a special place. I know it can be a bit of a sad place, but other than that, I enjoy going because... I love meeting everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps me going.
And you go at the same time every year, Darren?
Every September, Joe.
Great. So you meet the same people, that's your point. And
yeah. Now, I missed out in the last couple of years because I was very, very sick in hospital.
Okay.
And that's what caused dialysis and everything.
But when you go to Lourdes, how do you manage the dialysis, Darren?
I
Well, Joe, I'm just getting that sorted out.
Okay. Mm. You watch it, Darren, you do it through a local hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And Darren, you're not cast down when you say, oh, okay, I'm going to Lourdes for 5 days, but it might be three of those mornings you might be doing dialysis.
No.
Well, it's one, ma'am, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You organise it, so it's one. Great.
One, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he'll have it on Friday before we leave.
Oh, brilliant.
And he'll have it on the Monday there, and on the Wednesday we come back.
And get it on here. Okay. Super.
Yeah.
Okay, that's well. I still think it's fantastic. You've fantastic fortitude, all of you have in that household. You really have.
We never, never, ever complained. We love Darren so much, and that's what helped us get through the death of Robert.
Yeah.
If we hadn't had Darren, then we'd have been in pieces. But he is our soul.
And Robert would have been very close to you in age, wouldn't he, Darren?
You would. That's one thing I wanted to add on.
Yeah.
That Robert was 22 when he died, Joe.
Yeah.
And my older brother's 41. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, myself and Robert always shared room together.
Yeah.
And because wherever he go, I will go. But he would always tell me to keep a secret about where we were going.
Right.
And not to tell Mum and Dad.
Yeah.
Because in case I get him into trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he'd bring you. He was a couple of years older than you. The two of you would head. He would bring you, and you'd head off together.
Yeah.
Up to no good.
Up to no good.
Up to no good. Okay.
Spotting women.
Yeah. That's great. It. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, Darren. And Darren, you miss Robert. I know your mother said it yesterday. You do miss him. And,
I do, Joe.
Okay. And that's...
Because a couple of years ago, they asked me if I knew what had happened to Robert.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to realise that he had died from suicide, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept asking him up until 3 or 4 years what had happened. And now I know what had happened. And from my side of it, I know what every family's going through.
Yeah.
Whether they've lost a family member or if it's a week, I can see what's happening to them. And I know everything doesn't work out great. You know?
Yeah. And I know, because Kathleen mentioned it yesterday, because of what Robert went through, that's one of the reasons why the two of you are great, and indeed your father, are great supporters of Pieta House and Darkness Into Light. And all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Darren, hopefully things will change very quickly. We got an incredible reaction yesterday to people stopping me in the street afterwards and very moved by your mom. And your story,
Joe.
And I'm sure they've been moved by you as well, Darren. Darren, look after yourself.
Thank you.
I hope things will change. I know it's a long campaign for you. I hope things will change quickly and you get that fantastic new wheelchair that will see you back on the beach in Ballybunion before the weather changes, hopefully.
It's really long, Joe, and I'm just so angry about what's happening.
Yeah.
And I know my family know that as well.
Okay. And your anger is totally understandable, Darren.
Yeah.
With all the challenges you have faced so bravely over the years.
Yeah.
Okay, and Maura Manny, I should thank you as well, Maura. I know it doesn't fit because of the specific needs, but it's a lovely gesture on your part. And
tell her thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks, Maura.
Maura. I can't imagine with all the money floating around.
Yeah,
for this referendum, but they can't find
one
for this wheelchair.
Yeah.
Okay. Maura, thanks, Maura Mahoney, who started our conversation at Ballybunion. Kathleen Noonan, thanks, Neil. Darren Noonan, we'll see you soon, I hope.
And,
thank you so much.
Look after yourselves. Yeah,
thank you.
And look after each other. Thanks again. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Pep. Mine, 51551, back after this. Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Let's go back to where we were 75 minutes ago when the programme started. We're talking about the glorious weather. A call from Ballybunion about a caller yesterday, Kathleen Noonan. They've been a long time campaigning for a new electric wheelchair for Darren Noonan. And Darren was on, you heard Darren at the beginning of the programme as well, and we were talking about Ballybunion and how they'd love to go back to get onto the beach. That's the actual problem. Now, Darren, I'm told you've taken matters, the day is so gorgeous, you've taken matters into your own hands, and you're going, three or four of you are going to head down to Ballybunion anyway.
We're on the way, Joe, yeah.
Fair play. Now even though you won't be able to go on the beach because your chair is
no.
And you described the chair. Okay. Kathleen, are you going to Ballybunion as well?
Joe. Where he goes, I go.
Okay, and have you got the egg and onion sandwiches made and the flask of tea?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have a real steak ready.
Oh, well done, well done. Okay. And you just want, even though you didn't get the wheelchair, unfortunately, but you just want to see the beach today and sit there.
Yeah.
Even though Darren won't be able to go down. Now.
No.
Okay.
But Joe, you see, once he has the security of us, pull up the back of the wheelchair, he could fall and bang his head, you know.
Well, the good news is, Darren, you will have a new chair.
Great.
Two listeners, in fact, more than two, but two listeners so far have, and they're totally verified, they want to anonymously, between the two of them, and if we get more, we'll divide it even more, but they have guaranteed between the two of them that they will pay the 8,000 for your new wheelchair.
Okay,
brand new wheelchair to your spec. Now, this is the thing, we need to get it to your spec. So we rang Kieran Brown in MMS Medical, who dealt with you. Kieran, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe, how are you?
And you've dealt with Darren before, Darren Noonan.
I have indeed, I've dealt with Darren before.
Okay, and if we get the money to you, the 8,000 over this weekend, how quickly can we get Darren out of that? He described how difficult and ill-fitting the current one is. How soon can we get him into a brand new electric wheelchair?
Well, what I would do, Joe, is hopefully by Wednesday go down to Darren at his house.
Yeah.
Do a full assessment with Darren, all his measurements. And if we don't have a brand new chair in stock immediately, we'll provide one of our demo chairs as close as we can get to him until the new chair comes in. So hopefully we'd have something to him within a week to 10 days.
Brilliant.
God, that's very good.
That's great. And thanks to our donor. By the way, Darren, we're getting loads of calls in saying you also sing in the local hotel. Is that true?
I do, Joe.
And what type of music do you sing?
I'm a Doors fan.
A who fan?
A Doors fan.
The Doors. Okay, come on, baby, light my fire.
Light my fire, yeah.
Go. What do you sing then? Come on, baby, light my fire.
Yeah.
Okay, well then.
Oh, Joe, he sings everything.
Was he great? Well, you go down, you won't be able to get on the beach, but go down to Ballybunion. I hope people will give you a big welcome. You should be there in about, what, an hour?
An hour. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What type of car are you in?
We've got a new Peugeot, the wheelchair to roll back
so
into the back.
So if anyone in Ballybunion sees that Peugeot van arriving, the specially adapted, I want you to give Darren and Kathleen a big hug and a big welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. Kieran Brown will have that new electric chair to you, the electric wheelchair to you, within 7 days. Okay.
Well, fair play, Joe.
Well, fair play to you, Kathleen. And say, will you? Yes, love.
Darren said he would love to meet you at some stage.
Oh, we will. Definitely.
When he gets his wheelchair, he'll take him up to Dublin.
Well, it'll be a bigger thrill for me than it ever could be for you, Darren.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he'd love to,
Yeah.
You're a great family. Okay. New electric wheelchair on its way. You go on to Ballybunion and enjoy the sunshine. Kieran Brown and MMS Medical, thank you. Our live line listeners who anonymously want to stay anonymous donated that 8,000. Thank you so much. Tara McCambly and Richie Barron, the researcher. Pat O'Carney's on sound. Laurie Davis was the broadcast coordinator and the series producer today. And also today's producer is Rebecca Meehan. And Ray Darcy is next.